Now, Niall, the hoopoe bird that was in recently, we never spoke about it on air. Very colourful bird, very exotic looking, extraordinary crown, a down-curved bill. Tell us about it.
That's right, Derek. The hoopoe, an amazing looking bird, probably the most exotic bird you could ever conceivably see in Ireland. It looks almost like a school child's drawing in or something from fantasy than something that's actually real. A couple of weeks ago, we had what you might call an influx of these amazing birds into the south coast of Ireland, particularly in counties Cork and Waterford. There were really numerous. They turned up. These are migrant birds, and our theory is that they overshot their intended breeding grounds in northern France, made landfall on the south coast, and then sort of fed up and then flew back over to France again to get on with their lives. And the thing is with these birds, and often when a rare bird turns up in Ireland, it's usually a little brown drab thing, half dead. You don't really see them very much. They're hiding away. The thing about hoopoes is when they turn up, people notice them in their everyday lives because they like to go onto their lawns and they go into the short grass or they walk along the sides of roadsides. That's what they love to do. They probe in the ground. Just to describe this bird as best I can, it's quite a flamboyant looking creature. So the first thing you'll notice is that the body and the head, it's very pink. It's a really, really strong pink bird, about the size of a smallish pigeon, I would say. So not a small bird. So this kind of bloody pink colour. They have this amazing crest on top of their head. They can raise and lower at will. So sometimes it's lowered and it's drooping down towards the back of their neck, but then they raise it up and it's almost like they're inflating like a rubber glove on top of their head. That's kind of what it looks like. This big crest comes up. They have a very pointed and long down-curved beak, similar in shape, I suppose, to that of a curlew. It's smaller than a curlew, but you see them there. And then get onto the wings of the bird, they are black and white and patterned like a zebra. And when the bird takes flight, the wings are very broad. It looks like a giant black and white butterfly flying away from you. So it's the most striking looking thing you'll ever see.
And does it make any sounds when it's here?
Not so much when it's here. And the name hoopoe, it's a strange one. That comes from the bird's song, which you hear in the breeding grounds. They go, whoop, whoop, whoop. And that's where the name comes from, hoopoe.
But if they're coming to France to breed and they come here by mistake, I mean, it's north of France and the south of Ireland isn't a huge, I mean, it's not the Arctic or anything. So why wouldn't they stay and breed here?
Well, maybe they will.
You might hear them going, hoop, hoop, hoop.
We know that it's a bird that likes warm conditions. And with climate change, it could be that the south coast of Ireland could actually be suitable for them. They like to nest inside cavities, either in trees or in walls or in the roofs of buildings. So they're not particularly choosy when it comes to that. So probably we know there's lots of food for them here too, because they're feeding when they're here. So they do quite well. So perhaps watch this space. We get these influxes in, it may happen. The thing is, the name in English is hoopoe after the call. In many other languages, the name is from, it translates basically as stink bird or horrible smelling bird.
why is that?
Because they smell terrible. Mm. You wouldn't know that if you see them out and about, but if you have one up close or one in the hand.
You never think of birds smelling anything.
No, and the thing is, hoopoes themselves probably have a very poor sense of smell. One would hope they'd be suffering otherwise.
But why are they so smelly if nothing else is? I mean, blackbirds aren't smelly or pigeons aren't really smelly. So
robins aren't smelly.
So why are the hoopoes smelly?
Is it the food they're eating?
Well, partially we know that they do produce this chemical in their preen gland. It's in the preen oil, so they have this thing called a uropygial gland, which is towards the rear of their bodies, and they secrete an oil from that which they use based as feather conditioner. So they smear this through their feathers, and for them it smells particularly foul. We also know that in their nests, you know, most birds keep their nests clean. You know, I remember always watching the blue tits on your camera in your garden, Derek. They take out those little fecal sacs. They don't want any contamination or any droppings around the nest. The hoopoes go the opposite direction. They deliberately smear their own excrement all over the nest, all over the entrance.
Block.
Yeah, and so it smells absolutely terrible. And one of the theories is that rather than trying to hide away and not be spotted, they want to smell so bad, not even a fox will eat them. So imagine how bad that has to smell. So
foxes smell themselves.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want them taking up residence in a cavity in your wall or in your house. You'd know all about it.
Well, the thing is, lots of people all across Europe do have them in around their homes and in their gardens.
And people here complain about this house martins. Sure. Come back, house martins. All are forgiven if we get hoopoes coming along into our
gardens. But they are great at pest control and things like that. And when you do see them, like, they're the most astonishing.
Yeah, they're gorgeous, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely gorgeous. They really don't look like something that's real. They look like a cartoon.
I like the call, I have to say. Have a listen. That was the hoop.